Welcome everyone to the HP Global Employee Ownership Podcast Series. With us we have Bob Whalen and Stacey Baum. Just a reminder that although this podcast is available to the general public, the views expressed in it are Bob Whalen in the context of HP Global, so it may not apply to broader audiences. Today we are talking about benefits of longevity at HP Global, so I'll send it over to Stacey.
Hi, everyone. Thank you for joining us today. Bob and I are going to talk to you a little bit about the benefits of spending a career here with us at HP Global. So our benefits, you know, we like to break into two components for our employee owners, long-term benefits and short-term benefits. Today's discussion with Bob is going to focus on longevity with the organization and how that translates for our benefit program. So we're going to start with our retirement benefits for the ESOP and the 401k.
Yes. And this is really, you know, an important part of what I think of as the identity of the company is built around being employee owned. And that's our ESOP program. And really, you know, what the ESOP program is all of our employees own our company and we distribute those shares on a regular basis. We've now distributed all the shares of the company. So going forward, basically what we're doing is for any employees that leave our company, we're buying shares back from them over a five-year period after they leave, and we're redistributing those shares to the active employees. And that will just be a regular process that we do each and every year. We expect that to be somewhere between 3 and 5% of your compensation that you'll get in the ESOP plan. And in addition, you know, now that we've allocated all the ESOP shares, and so the amount of those shares, you know, expected to decrease from what it was in the past, we've also, for the first time since we've been employee owned in 2010, have added a 401k grant. And I use that language very specifically, that it's a grant of 3% of your pay that you'll get in the 401k plan, because you're not required to contribute to the 401k to get that. It's always been our philosophy as a business that that we as an organization are providing for our employees' retirement, that they don't have to contribute to the retirement plan to get that benefit. And so instead of setting it up as a match where you have to contribute to the plan to get the resources, we've set it up as a grant. So every employee that's with our company will get 3% of their compensation in the 401k each year, you know, once you've satisfied the initial requirements as far as eligibility.
And that's a really good clarification, Bob, with the grant. It's definitely something that aligns really well with HP's philosophy of providing for our employees, but we also absolutely encourage our employees to contribute on top of that.
I think that's really important, and it's something that I've always done, even when the 401k plan was, the company wasn't doing anything to support it, have always encouraged our employees to contribute to the 401k. We even support that with our practices, that employees are automatically enrolled in the plan once they're eligible. And so they actually have to opt out to not participate. But the way I've always explained it to employees is, worst case scenario, if we do what we say we're out to do with the ESOP plan, which is in essence to provide the retirement that employees need to sustain their standard of living if they've spent a career with us, if we've achieved that, the 401k will do one of two things. It'll actually give you more resources in retirement than what you had while you were working, which is not a bad thing, or it will allow you the opportunity to retire earlier than you otherwise would have been able to, because you've accumulated more resources before your career is actually over. And let's face the reality, and we don't know which one of the people that this will happen to, but some will not be physically able to work all the way to retirement age. And this is, in essence, in insurance that you're going to have the resources you need, even if you start to have some physical problems later in your career, this will be there to support you. And so for those reasons, I think it's really important that the people, you know, take the opportunity and contribute to the 401k.
And I think that's a great segue into just, I always enjoy your perspective on the power of compounding. I think that's really important for our employees to understand the benefit that comes from compounding with these two retirement options.
Well, I think the great thing about talking about compounding, it will also give us a language to talk about what we're going to talk about after the financial implications of our long-term benefits. But the power of compounding is really about that the length of time matters a lot in being able to achieve what you want to achieve financially. And I think it's the big thing that, you know, I get a lot of skeptical looks when I say our objective is to create millionaires out of all of our employees. Right. And
it's a powerful statement.
It is. And people view it as this big commitment mm-hmm. that we're making. I frankly don't view it as that big of a commitment. I view it as a commitment we're making to consistently do the right things over a very long period of time. And when you do the small right things over a long period of time, you continue to get the benefit of compounding, and those little contributions that you make over time turn into a very big thing. And so I kind of know those numbers because I've worked with them for a very long time. And it doesn't mean that we don't have to do anything to achieve that. It means that we have to consistently be successful over a long period of time. And I'm confident that we'll be able to do that, which is why I'm confident to make a commitment for the organization that we're going to do the things we need to do to make millionaires out of our employees. And now we have the benefit of BBEC, who's been part of the program for 23 years and have produced millionaires already. So we're already executing on what our commitment has been, and we're continuing to make progress. And it's going to be really exciting when we announce the stock price from this year. Because of our financial success this year, we are most definitely going to see a relatively significant increase in our stock price, and people will see the power of compounding. So for the people that have been here since the beginning, we are going to see some really big numbers of increased share values and balances in their individual accounts. And I'm really excited about this. But this also gives us a language to talk about some of the other benefits that we wanted to talk about, is the power of compounding that you get from personal development and also the relationship development and some of the other things that we think are long-term benefits of being of this company ties very nicely into what, you know, compounding is all about. And it's about doing little things over a long period of time.
It's a perfect segue into the last topic for today around personal and professional growth. It's a core value of ours. It's really important, I think, to all of our leaders and every employee here to have opportunity to grow.
Yeah. And I think it's a focus of ours. You know, first of all, you've heard me talk about in other forums that it's about our people. Right. And the important part of personal and professional growth for our people is if we do that consistently over a long period of time, it will pay huge dividends. And it ties into so many things. So I think about getting stretch assignments, you know, the autonomy that we give people, you know, to take risks and, you know, to step out of their comfort zone is something that gives you more and more confidence over time and pays dividends. The professional development, you're building on knowledge all the time. I think about, you know, take our plumbers out in the field. You know, you learn the very basics in the beginning, and all of that compounds over time to where you've done, you know, a lot of unique tasks, and you don't just forget the things you learned in the beginning. It's like riding a bike. Those things you don't forget, and it compounds. And I also like to tie this in, you know, especially early on, we talked a lot about this, is the value of doing the acquisitions has created so many opportunities for people to step into new roles that we wouldn't otherwise be able to do. So a lot of the companies we've acquired, the leadership teams have been in place for a very long time. Well, this acquisition, in lots of cases, the acquisition is about leadership succession. It gives people an opportunity to just to take new roles. I think about, you know, Ryan and Ryan Nash down in Florida. Yes. That these, you know, our acquisitions of their company has given them an opportunity, you know, to step forward and take a new role. And oh, by the way, they stepped out of a position.
Right.
So somebody else moves into that position and somebody else moves into the position. And there's so many examples, you know, of that. And that's the power of growth. It's the power of developing yourself. And it compounds over time and it compounds for our organization.
Yes.
So we have all of these people that have compounded these experiences, and we get just a little bit better each day by doing that. So these concepts, you know, of doing the right things a little bit at a time over a long period of time really nicely mesh together so that, you know, we'll wake up, hopefully wake up, you know, in 2040 or 2045 or 2050. And we're a much better version of ourselves than we are today because we've compounded on all these opportunities to grow and thrive and do what we want to do with both our personal life and our professional life.
And we hope along the way during that career with us that our employees have a lot of personal satisfaction of what we've achieved and what they've achieved.
Well, and let me just, you know, it's hard to see that when you're early in your career of what's going to be important as you get a little further along. But now for somebody that's been, you know, out there working for 32 years, you know, it's funny some of the things that you remember best. And certainly, you know, financial success is part of that and all of that. But it's really, you know, the experience you have with your teammates, some of the, you know, the things that you thought there was no chance you were going to achieve, that as a team you came together and sacrificed and did the hard stuff that really mattered. I will still remember and 2017, we sat down and set this crazy audacious goal to be a $1 billion company in 2027. And I don't know if we're going to be a $1 billion company in 2027, but I do know that now that we're at 550 million, you know, with multiple years left to go, it's no longer this like crazy thing. It's more like a thing where we just got to continue to do the right stuff. And more than likely, we're going to get there by 2027. But in the end, does it really matter if we get there in 2026 or 2029?
Right.
We're going to get there. You know, it's like we can see it now. And the growth that's occurred in our organization and our people through that time, it's just been a ton of fun to be part of. And so, you know, that's why when, you know, I just light up when we start talking about compounding. And it's not just about the financial piece. It's all the other things in life that compound on doing the right things a little bit at a time each day over a long period of time, you know, that makes, you know, life worth living.
A fulfilling life. Yes. Thank you, Bob. It's been great to talk through this. I hope our listeners today learned a little bit and can connect with some of these thoughts on spending a career with us.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Bob and Stacy, for everyone listening today. If you have questions for the team, you can send them to eopodcast@hb-global.com, and we'll see you next month.